Restoring My Soul, Monday the 29th of May. The Carnal Man. The carnal man is a person who has been born of God, but who sets their mind on the flesh. That is, they choose to pursue life through the works of the flesh, having begun in the Spirit. Paul noted that a person who sets his mind in this way has become bewitched by Satan and has returned to the weak and beggarly way of life that belongs to the spirit of the world. Trading is the means by which Satan and all fallen mankind seek for life through the pursuit of the self-defined image that they have for themselves. A carnal Christian is disconnected from the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings, seeking life another way. The first implication of this orientation to life is that they are unable to mature or bear fruit as a son of God. Paul highlighted this point in his definition of carnality, writing, "And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you are still not able, for you are still carnal." We see that a carnal Christian remains as a babe in Christ. They are spiritually immature, even though they may appear sophisticated or may have even followed a Christian doctrine for many years. Because the carnal Christian sets their mind on the things of the flesh, they are unable to discern or to sanctify themselves to their participation in the fellowship of Christ's body. The evidence that their mind is set on the flesh is that they have become weak in faith, sin-sick, and some even fall asleep in relation to their sonship as a citizen of the kingdom of God. If a person continues to choose to set their mind in this way, they will lose their sonship. The references used in today's devotions are Galatians chapter 3 verses 1 to 4, Galatians chapter 4 verse 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 1 to 3, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 29 to 30, and Romans chapter 8 verse 6. For further study, 1 Corinthians chapter 3.